With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Inflation declined a bit last month as prices for gas and used cars fell. That's a sign that cost pressures are slowly easing. The Labor Department said today that consumer prices rose 0.3% in December from the prior month. That's the same as seen in November. Previewing his remarks in Detroit this afternoon, President Trump says the latest figures show the economy is ready for lower interest rates.
The inflation numbers just came out, and we have very low inflation. So that would give Tulane Powell the chance to give us a nice, beautiful, big rate cut, which would be great for the country. But rates are falling also, and growth is going up. We have tremendous growth numbers, so growth is going up. So I'll be talking about that today in Detroit. It's a big speech, and I can only say that the country is doing well.
Excluding the volatile food and energy sectors, core prices rose by 0.2%. The White House says it supports the Justice Department's criminal probe of Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
The president has every right to criticize the Fed chair. He has a First Amendment right, just like all of you do. And one thing for sure, the president's made it quite clear, is Jerome Powell is bad at his job.
And the state of Minnesota has now filed its own lawsuit against the Trump administration over immigration enforcement.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul are jointly suing the Trump administration over the influx of federal immigration agents taking over the Twin Cities. The lawsuit seeks to stop the unprecedented surge of more than 2,000 federal agents deployed by the Department of Homeland Security that has resulted in the killing of a 37-year-old mother and countless claims of civil rights abuses since the Department of Homeland Security forces began taking hold in Minnesota last year. Bill Alexander, Washington.
And this is SRN News. The Heritage Foundation has a somber warning. We get the details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The influential conservative think tank says the family is in decline in this country, and if that isn't reversed, the U.S. is headed for calamity. Heritage President Kevin Roberts says, quote, "Our country will not survive if families continue to crumble at this rate." The report urges federal government action, including a $2,500 investment account for every newborn, child tax credits, and marriage boot camps designed to strengthen relationships. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas A&M University faculty have been informed that about 200 courses in the College of Arts and Sciences might be affected by a new policy designed to eliminate DEI and promotion of the LGBT agenda. The A&M System Board of Regents approved the policy in November. It requires campus presidents to okay courses on topics related to sexual orientation or so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Microsoft fighting hard to win over communities concerned about AI data centers.
In meetings with federal lawmakers, Microsoft President Brad Smith emphasizes that the industry and not taxpayers should cover the cost of those centers. Data centers have faced opposition in some towns where they want to locate. In Wisconsin, Microsoft has encountered hurdles but promises minimal environmental impact.
And that is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. An arson suspect has admitted to targeting an historic Mississippi synagogue over the weekend. More on that from correspondent Keith Peters.
Stephen Pittman was charged Monday with maliciously damaging or destroying a building by means of fire or an explosive. Security camera footage released Monday by the synagogue shows a masked and hooded person using a gas can to pour a liquid on the floor and a couch in the building's lobby. Keith Peters, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 302 points. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.